Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rob Levin. RSLmedia.com is one website. Give us that blog website again, Rob.
SpeakSMB.com.
And you got another website. I want you to tell us about it. Give us the new website.
Yeah, it's a brand new one, kind of along the lines of what we're talking about. I think you know, Jim, that I've had a virtual assistant for, I think it's about 4 years now. And she has changed my business. She's changed my life. I'm no longer doing a lot of those administrative things.
Yeah.
And those things that I really don't enjoy doing.
How do you work with a virtual assistant like that? That seems, for a lot of people, that seems clunky.
Yeah, it's actually, and by the way, when our CEO, the CEO of Work Better Now, that's the name of the company, workbetternow.com, when he's interviewing or having a discussion, a consultation with a prospective client, that's a question that comes up. People will say, I know I can benefit from one. I just don't understand how it would work.
What is, exactly. Tell the audience what a virtual assistant is in case they might not really appreciate
it. I speak about ours because I guess they all work a little differently. But it's basically an assistant that's not on premise. Our assistants are dedicated, meaning they only work for you. They're full-time and dedicated.
They don't work an hour for somebody, one person, 1 hour for another person.
Correct. They're full-time dedicated to you.
Okay.
And they're located in Central and South America.
They really?
Specifically. And because of that, our clients pay $1,600 a month all in for a full-time dedicated assistant.
Wow.
Our first client, because we just launched the business, our first client called us up last week and said, hey, I need another one. It's doing that well.
Dang.
It's been a game changer. So, the way it works is quite simple. It's important that you and the assistant, if you don't have them already, build processes. So it's very clear on what you're expecting the assistant to do. And then you communicate. We communicate through chat, email, and phone. She calls my clients. She emails them, sets up meetings, travel arrangements, does some like bookkeeping once in a while for stuff that our bookkeeper isn't doing. It's great.
So what would be a specific project that she would handle for you?
Well, I'll tell you a project that we're doing right now. We're working on building this big survey for executives at companies that sell to small businesses. And we're building, it's going to be a list, I think, of about 1,500 people or so, maybe a little bigger. She's doing the research on LinkedIn to find the right people.
See, I can see where I could use a research assistant.
Workbetternow.com, Jim.
You know where to go, huh? So, but now this, your model, it's important to point out, your model is different from the others that I know of, where the assistant works for maybe three or four different people.
Yeah, and I think there's nothing wrong with that if that's what you need and you don't need somebody
one's model is not better than the other. It's just they're different.
They're right. And, you know, there was a woman yesterday that we spoke with. I hopped on that call as well. She's interested in the services, woman I've known for about 10 years. And she said, yeah, I tried this before, but I had I had her on a part-time basis, and it would take her a day to get back to me. I said, well, look, for certain tasks, for certain people, maybe that works. For most of our clients, it doesn't. They want somebody there that's just dedicated to them as well as the rest of the team. That's our model for right now. If maybe one day we will offer part-time, but it's not on our immediate radar.
So what's the growth of this industry? I've been reporting on virtual assistants, as you probably can imagine. I've been talking about them on my show for probably 15, 16 years, at least. And a number of companies that have done it, DoubleClick is one that I'm thinking of. I was there when they launched that way back. and a bunch of others. So what's it looking like right now? What's that industry size right now? How many people are doing this? You know,
I really have no idea. But we you know, I'm backing this business. We saw an opportunity because, quite frankly, the way I saw the opportunity was all of my friends asking me about my assistant.
Right.
My, yeah, like I said, most of my friends are business owners.
Yeah.
And eventually I was like, you know what? Most of these companies, they're not marketing properly.
Right.
They're not doing, they don't have an onboarding.
But they don't even have to be an assistant. They can just be taking on some projects, right? Doing specific different projects.
Yeah, that's actually our clients. Right. The second one.
Say the website again quickly. Website again quickly.
BetterNow.com. Thanks.
WorkBetterNow.com. Check it out. Thanks, Rob, for being here. Good job today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.